This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Word came last night of the forced resignation of Travis Kalanick, the chief executive officer and co-founder of Uber, after outside investigators hired by the company found widespread abuses in its culture, including sexual harassment. Kalanick had first been directed to take a leave of absence. Uber is a $70 billion company that sells rides in more than 80 countries and does not trade on the stock market. It's privately held. Adam Leshinsky is executive editor at Fortune magazine and author of the new book, Wild Ride, Inside Uber's Quest for World Domination. Adam, good morning to you.
Good morning, David.
Now, you immersed yourself into Uber's culture for this book. Do you think this company can still succeed without all the ridiculousness, obnoxiousness, and abuses?
I don't think the ridiculousness and obnoxiousness is what made Uber what it is, but its aggressiveness and its ruthlessness is what got it from, let's say, years 0 to 4 or so. That's what enabled it to butt heads with regulators around the country and around the world and to grow so quickly as a service. But that's where it is. It is well established around the world. It's hard to remember in certain circles that many customers like it and find it of great value. So my optimistic self believes that this is a global company of giant proportion, and with the right leadership, absolutely can move forward. And it's simply impossible that the company has 14,000 bad apples in it. That's just not the case.
What do you think changed here? I mean, last week it was Mr. Kalanick, take a powder, a leave of absence, figure yourself out, do penance, come back strong. But now the company, or at least some investors, think Uber needs a permanent new CEO. What do you think shifted?
Well, I think the investor outrage grew. The strong opinion among the few people who mattered coalesced around the fact that, first of all, the leave of absence was a bit phony. He said, I'm not going to be CEO for some period of time. I can't tell you how long, but I'm still going to be involved in all the important decisions. I think they also recognized this was going to make it extremely difficult to recruit the next generation of leadership that they need for the company. In particular, they were looking for a chief operating officer. Who would take that job not knowing what Kalanick's ultimate status was? Now they can look for a chief executive officer and they can really shoot for the stars in terms of experienced talent.
And we should point out Travis Kalanick isn't really gone. He's still on the board of Uber and he must have a lot of voting stock.
He has what's known as super voting stock. And so while he doesn't control the company by himself, he can control the company with a couple key allies on the board of directors. But my sense is that his influence will be severely diminished as they look for a replacement for him.
Adam Leshinsky's latest book is Wild Ride, Inside Uber's Quest for World Domination. He's also executive editor at Fortune. Adam, thank you.
Thank you, David.